Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
So some like to try to argue that God tempted us. God tempts us into sin. Now, one example that is sometimes given is the account out of Genesis chapter 22. This is the account of Abraham being asked to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. And the argument basically goes that somehow God is tempting Abraham to sin to kill his own son as a sacrifice. Human sacrifice would be a sin. God's asking him to do that, and therefore he must be tempting him to sin. A couple of things that people forget about with this. First off, God is all-knowing. God is omniscient. God is eternal. He's outside of time. So God knew exactly what was going to happen absolutely, and therefore he knew Abraham was not going to sacrifice Isaac. What do we know about Abraham? Well, from Hebrews, we know that Abraham was thinking, well, God's asking me to do this. Maybe he's going to raise Isaac from the dead. The reality is, Abraham knew something of the character of God and knew if God's asking him to do this, he's not going to do it without either raising Isaac from the dead. It seems to be the case. He didn't think he would stop him. The reality is, no, God does not tempt with sin. We see this in James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself can tempt no one. But each of you is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.